I'm going to ask, teach you a little bit on Advent. You know, the more I looked at Advent, the more it fell in place with my last two sermons. I've got the last part of the last two parts. So the third part of the first two parts, the third part of Advent. If you're Catholic or have a Catholic background, Advent is a pretty big thing. A lot of pageantry. Everybody gets dressed up, mostly the priests and the altar boys. And there's a lot of purple, and there's a lot of incense and stuff, and candles being lit, and people are just doing, a nice little parade, still doing it in 45 minutes, and you're out. But Advent is more than that. It's a noun. From the Latin, come into, or come. Come into. As Jesus came into the world to fulfill his covenant, as we find in John 1:14, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Heaven is very happy. First Advent already happened 2,000 plus years ago. When our Lord and Savior came as a babe, what we're waiting on is the second Advent. A whole lot of Jews still waiting for the first. The rest of us are waiting for the second. The Advent was originally celebrated by the early Christians and those who were converted. They could wait the third time of year, they would all have a big baptism. The early Christians had all been converted. They would go out down the river. And their advent was being baptized. That's the most heard of. I found out that today. The Middle Ages focuses more on the second coming. I knew he was here. Plenty of evidence. By Greek scholars, Roman scholars and stuff, had written about Jesus all over the place. One name that changed more than any other thing in the earth, ever. Nowadays, been in recent times where the view for the Advent is going back looking on the baby in the manger. That's been our focus the last 200 years or more. It's going back to the baby in the manger. It's not a baby in the manger anymore. Like in most Catholic churches you go to, in a lot of churches, that cross right there would still have it hanging on it. No longer on the cross. Cross the theme to Advent is hope, peace, joy, and love. This is the time of year where we can use those words a little bit more. All the Hallmark cards have it on there. Peace. Beautiful cards, 1995. You know. Yeah. You could really take something nice to mama. You want to do something like that. In the Advent, you look around, most churches you celebrate, you'll have a wreath out of the front of the church, up front. Evergreen. Circle with more candles, maybe five, depending on where you lean. Each of the candles represent, the four candles represent people of love, joy. If there's a fifth candle, it's usually in the center, the white one is called the Christ candle. Advent starts 4 weeks before Christmas. The next week, some lucky people will get to come up and light a candle. I always enjoy to see a family coming up and do it. Husband and wife and children. Kids don't know what they're doing. Usually the father doesn't want to get to speak, and he's shaking in his boots because he's standing up in front of everybody and wants to make sure he does it right. No right or wrong. If you did, you know you got to. That's why it's wrong. What? For the time.
Touché.
But the Advent is a beautiful thing. Catholics really do it well. And all churches, the daughter churches of the Catholics believe that really well. Us Baptists, we're a little different. We usually have food while they're somewhere. But Advent is basically the expected return of our Lord's Savior. Excuse me. Catholics treat Advent like Lent. And Lent, anybody from New Orleans? You already know what happened before Lent, right? Mardi Gras.
Yeehaw.
Everybody goes out partying up, does everything, and then the next day they put on the ashes and forgive the past, forgive the person they've done wrong. And usually dying from the hangover from the night before, that's why you're really praying, oh God. But as in Lent, repentance, asking for mercy and grace. I call it twins. They're alike. They ain't twins. They aren't telling apart. But they are different. During Advent, I'm really trying to be happy. During this season, everybody's trying to be happy. You know, this is the season where there's more depression than any other time. Why would that be? The enemy doesn't like people being happy. During this season, more people, families fight than any other time. Everybody's trying to get to Walmart. Get that cyber money thing going. Everybody's got a long list of things they want or they need to get somebody else. And don't have a competitive wife. They're always trying to outdo their sisters. Or a competitive husband. We've got to get to them something. We've got to remember this person. We've got to remember that person. We gotta get all these things. No. Then we need to get Jesus. If we get Jesus in here, we will have the advent. We will have the joy, the peace, the Holy. Hopefully the love. By having that, we get Christ in us. Some of us are not easy to love. I know it's real well if I look in the mirror every day. Some of us don't know what joy is. You crack a smile, everybody else will fall over. We all know what hope is. Now, the different tense of hope. Hope wins a lottery. Hope stays till there when I get there. Hope this, hope that. A lot of people think hope and joy and peace is all a material thing. Something you can hold on to. Something you can go down and swipe your card for. No. Hope. Joy. Peace. Love are all something eternal. I've known kids who had nothing. And they were so happy. And I know kids who got everything. And they want more. Or because it didn't come in this color or that color. Someone had it in his mouth. Not commercial. It is about giving, though. It is about giving. Give me your time. Your energy. Do those around you. Help those that are in need. Be that secret Santa that drops stuff off and no one knows about it. You know, I found that to be one of the neatest things. That when you live something for somebody, you know they need something, you live for them, and they find it. They have no idea where it came from, they got it. And it was just exactly what they needed. That time. You know what that does to a person who found that thing? That treasure? I remember one time in church long ago that a family came in and God told me to give them a certain amount of money to the penny. $24.31 or $31.44, something like that. But you don't, not even, I can get more. No, I want you to give them the exact amount. Cool. Went up to them, You're the end. So here you go. Do you need this? I'll left. You know what they did, Phil? They had a bill for $44.31 or $31.21. I don't remember what it was. These people ran a newspaper route. That's one of the ways they made their money. And they get up at the crack of dawn before the group should get up and go to the newspaper and run just about all of Colony, Louisville, and part of Lake Dallas. A lot of times they would come to church when the church was letting out. When the church was letting out, they would show up. Some of the people in the church didn't get it. They didn't understand. You're going to be that lame, why a little bit? But you think all the time. Oh man, I'm going to be late, and I'm going to be parking. They came to church when they were invited to leave. They came to church. They said, thank you. That's tough. They didn't have much, but they did have hope. They had joy in their family. They had a lot of peace. And I know they had love. It wasn't a doubt in my mind. The sisters would take up each other. Their clothes wasn't always the best. The parents didn't always have what they needed. Their car ran on barbed wire, the rubber bands, a whole lot of prayer. They had everything they needed. They had themselves. And they gave glory to God all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. They understood what they did. A lot of us don't. A lot of us see what we don't have, what we want. If you don't believe it, watch commercials. You'll tell you what you need to have. You deserve it. How many commercials have you heard lately that you deserve this? Just what you want, just the time. What we deserve. Done on the cross changed everything. The Advent, He came. He came in the flesh. As a babe in the manger. You can look back in the Old Testament and you can read where an angel of God came. Only a few places you saw the angel of God. In Genesis, a lot it says, the Word of God came to me. Who's the Word of God? What does John say? Jesus was the Word. He came. The Old Testament. Scene, come and leave, come and leave, come and leave. But when he came to walk a mile in our shoes, he came with that baby man. He experienced everything we experienced in that time. Hunger, cold, 5. If you get mad about sinning, that helps the Lord. Years of ministry work on earth. When you left, there was at least 500 people there. They rose into the clouds. There was two angels there saying, "What y'all looking at? What y'all looking at?" The same way that you see him leave. Second advent, that's what we're looking for. That is what we're looking for. The second time he comes, he puts his feet on the earth. There's a little thing that happens just before that. What we call a rapture. Some of y'all understand what the rapture is, some of you don't. I tend to leave pre-trib. I don't want to go through none of that stuff. But if I'm wrong, hey, I still wish. My bullet totally on my what I think it is, and have to go through it all, doesn't matter, I still wish. That means I die again, you know what, come straight back down to the second rapture? The second coming, that's fine. Some people believe that. Some people believe in the middle, up, miss the really bad part, back down. No. I believe I'm going to do the full 7 in heaven. That's my lucky number 7. Do the full 7 in heaven. That'd like to be short. 7 in heaven. Do the full 7 in heaven, come back down. Be wearing a nice white robe. My hair will all be there. Chest be backward long. Don't want it that gray. Probably gonna make it red. Just to be funny. I get to ride a big horse. I don't care far how far back in the line I am. Still in the line.
Amen.
And all I have to do, watch. On that second advent, says when he comes back and his feet touch that mountain, what happens? Splits into. Talk about an earthquake. The wind splits about into. The armies of the world will be there to meet him. Now, man. Really good at killing a man. We can go all the way back to Genesis. We can think of the neatest ways to kill each other. The army develops a new weapon system. They'll go into a room and explode in a room when you tell it to. We've got nuclear bombs that if we started when I was in the Army and when I was on path for the missiles, once we fired, we were told we were civilians. That it didn't matter where we were going after that. That there would be enough. There was enough missiles at that time, once the first one went off, there would be a missile landing every 5 minutes. That doesn't sound like Roman, don't it? That's how you're basically all the way up. Let's go back and talk about this stuff.
Basically, you are watching the rich and the
Right. Panama. They're in the Gulf. And they're all in Hollywood. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The end is already foretold. God is a man of his word. He foretold, the prophets foretold of the coming of Christ. The prophets of old foretold of his return. The apostles told him when he was here, and he's coming back. Second Advent. That's what's important. That's what's important. Are you ready? Are you ready? When I first became a Christian, I relapsed. I got kind of lonely one night, so I went down to the bar, went down to Don Carter's. They won't let me bowl there because every time I bowl, it's like a little 5 hours going off. I lost the ball. They go all the way down the lane, and lay just before the pins, and knock them over. Now, if I can stay on the ground, it's a strike every time. But when you do a couple of those, they come and grab you, take whatever shoes you're wearing off and tell you to get off the lane. They don't like to do that. They had a club upstairs. I used to go upstairs and dance. And man, I could drink Roman Coke all night long. I'd be stone sober when I got out of there because of all the dancing. Driving home, I got convicted. Why did you go and do that? Why did you go and do that? Now, there was a radio station I was just listening to. Started listening to KCBI. KCBI. Christian station. And I've been listening to it for a while. Well, that night, just to make sure that I didn't miss, I turned into the station. As luck would have it, their transmitter went down that night. I'm freaking out because there's not a lot of cars on the road. The Christian radio station. Y'all knew the math. You blew it, dude. He came and got everybody, and you're left. Talk about someone who wanted to get. Scared him pretty bad. Did that happen to you today? You walk on the earth like I do? You have problems with people around you every day? Problems with people around you today, every day? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do you like me? But also, no different thing. I can say, Lord, do you? And me? Not just lip service. He will forgive me. If I did wrong somebody after forgiveness, I really don't care if they forgive me or not. I really like it if they move, if they do. But because I meant sincerely to them, I'm good. They may hold on to it a little bit longer. That's a problem. Because we're not made to carry all that extra weight. Some of us are having enough anyway. We don't need to carry all the baggage and garbage and stuff on our shoulders. You get mad at somebody, hold a grudge at somebody, it will make you sick. Unforgiveness will make you sick. With women, it goes south right about here. What's one thing women get most? Disease. Breast cancer. Because it goes to their heart and stops there. It affects there. Men, we learn to shut it down as far as we can go. Stuff it down, way down. We have colon cancer and all kinds of other things in our bowels. We really stuff it down.
I'm a man, and I can take this.
There you go. You can't. You ain't that bad. I've met some really bad guys in my lifetime. I've known some warriors that have some really bad stuff in their project. We wait on a lot of things. I probably not even wait on when we finish. But it's important that they please don't listen. Real sin. They've hurt quite a bit here, there, in the air. And Kirk always replies, preferably in the air. They're saying goodbye to us, I say, here, there, in the air. Please come. So fast, we won't even recognize the rock and the clouds. There is nothing stopping you. Coming back right now. The fulfillment of time is very close. The last person to be saved will be saved at the beginning of time. Are you ready? Are you ready this second that if the trumpet was a sound, this whole place would be in hell? Are you ready? I'll ask one more time. Are you ready?
Yes.
No. I am hard of hearing in one ear now. Ask my wife. She talks to me a lot and she seems to be sitting on the side and I go, huh? It's not because I'm trying to ignore her because I can't really hear what she said. Are you ready?
Yes!
Because if you're not, I know how you can be ready. Look at the person next to you. To the side. And you tell them, I'm ready. And I'm sure that they'll hold your hand and pray with you. Lord. Lord, forgive them when they sin. It's not hard to lead someone to the Lord. It's really not. We can be done anywhere. In alleys, grocery stores, bathrooms. It's not hard. The hard part is talking to you. Coming up and saying. Because the Lord will definitely point something out for you to go pray for. He will definitely point something out for you to go pray for. Here you go. And it's not all before you come. Biblically, there's nothing stopping you now. sides throughout the world of all time. I like watching a soccer game. Still haven't figured out how they use it. You play 90 minutes and then go on another 10 minutes to tell them. You have a loved one that doesn't know the Lord. Go talk to them. You have a loved one that needs the Lord. They're already back to you anyway. You know the Lord and they know you. That God knows you. You have everything in you. You've been that child. Get someone in your family that you wrong, or a friend, call. I'm sorry. And I just sit here. No, I'm sorry. Right now, half my family will have nothing to do with it. I've got a dead sister. And father, and then brother. And a few sisters and a mom and a brother left. My baby brother and me, hang out a lot now. My mom and my two sisters won't have anything to do with it. Nothing but I'm crying. That's your choice. I forgive you. And I still want you to be able to do that with my family. I don't really think my situation is going to come up with me. Pray for your family. Pray for those around you. Ask God to intercede in your life. Ask God to put that 500 pound gorilla that everybody's not looking at and make it seem. Whatever it takes. I've had people come and ask me if I would pray for people. I do. For sons, daughters, husbands, wives. Fellow awake. That's the most powerful weapon you have in your life is prayer. 4 foot nothing. And you take it on a 600 pound wheel. Give it a prayer. And love. Hope. Give it peace and joy. Don't give up. You don't see anything happen. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, 435 years, they went without hearing anything from God. What are we dealing with? How long have we been Christians? Here's Israel, who's heard from God and had the prophets. 435 years. So worth it. So what you manage, I can. You know, the shepherds out in the field saw something that blew them away. That babe in the manger. they came back. Walked on this earth. Went through everything we went through. Was punished for what I've done. Was punished for what I've done. Crucified. Cried out, Father, why have you forsaken me? That his father couldn't even look on sin. And he took all my sin. Was laid in borrowed grave. Went down to hell to the captain. Matthew 27:50, that's the verse I read. The earthquake. The veil of the temple rent in two. And men that were dead got up and walked around. After he rose, and the centurion said, truly, this must have been the Son of God. And for 40 days he walked on this earth. Walked through walls. Came up, people said, I don't believe unless I put my hand in there. Walked with him down the road, went back to the restaurant and ate with him. Then he rose to the cloud. Ten days later, he said, the Holy Spirit came down upon him. He said, the Old Testament, Spirit coming up. New Testament. Old Testament would come upon him. New Testament comes in. The Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come and go. New Testament is in front of you. Each one of you have every gift the book says. Sometimes you lose them all. One you need to use the most. Love. Love. Famous man that said, wrote the song, all you need is love. All together, all you need is love. Everybody, all you need is love, love. All you need is love. He didn't have a lot of things right, but he had that part right. All you need is love. You got love, peace, joy, happiness. Happiness. Peace, joy, hope. What I know, sense of work, hope. Hope for a lot of things. Probably my hope, a lot of times it's carnal. Have it all together. That's all right. Some days everybody wish they didn't know me. That's all right. I know the days you do that. Some days I'll just pray for me because I want to pray. That's my wife. She prays for me a lot. I'm very thankful for my wife. The meanest thing she could ever do to me is not pray for me. That's about the meanest thing to do to anybody. To do to that person in the world. Not pray for me. Meaning loves prayer. He really loves my prayer. All the time. When we get phone calls saying, hey, such and such is in the hospital, we need prayer. Pray. When someone comes up to you and says, you might pray for me, pray. Your first advent comes to God. The second advent comes to God. On that day, there will be a lot of tears. There will be a lot of tears of joy, happiness, a lot of tears of sorrow. I believe it's called wailing and gnashing of teeth. Not the Bible. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all. All y'all in here know what the Lord is. I believe everyone in here already asked the Lord to do the life. Now, all I want is walking in and out, praying, and loving the Lord. Back on driving on Friday afternoon at 6:35, sorry, 8:35, going all the way to Santa Fe. At 2:45 in the afternoon on Friday. If that doesn't cause you to pray, I literally prayed all the way to the other room. I was so thankful to be off the highway in one spot. And I just run off. Sometimes you have to just switch my day to my life. I tell people at work, when it's about the sky, it's like I'm going to buy a quarter to buy a box. Why is that? That's what you do. You're going to pray for me. Pray for me. Prayer. That's the biggest way to show that you love each other. Prayer.
only thing I got to share is on Friday, I'm driving my wife to work, I'm mad. And because I'm mad, like, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I'm just praying for you. It doesn't matter what I say, you're still going to be mad, but I'm just going to pray for you. I'm like, how can I fight with that? Well, I got over it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to have an argument with your wife since I talked to you. But once that argument doesn't work, believe me, my wife, when I go to argue with her, she shuts up. I mean, that's it. She may say one thing, that's usually the issue, the target, and walk away. And she's right. She's praying for me. Much better than it's going to be. Although she doesn't say, you know, past the movement. Love somebody and pray for them. If you have friends that you love, that don't know the Lord, share his word with them. That's how you get what you lose. Would Ronnie say, what's going to be like in heaven when you look around and talk up there? Is it really going to be heaven if that person that you really love up there? I know heaven's going to be full of joy and love. Happiness and all the cool, neat stuff. But I got to think, what about all those? I can still be brother of the Lord. You gotta be ready at all times. You have to be ready at all times. Like I said, everything is fulfilled in here needs to be fulfilled. Started this, in creation realities. So I can tell you the day that you die by asking two questions. When did you give your life to Christ? That's the day you died. When were you baptized? That's the day you died. Because you are no longer alive. Because at that day, at that moment, you allowed Christ to come in, live inside of you. His life, his life, his way. Much easier to deal with Christ in me than with him. I'll say that one more time. Much easier dealing with Christ in me than with him. No saying. You didn't head by it all. He's my head. He's my leader. He's my love. He's my hope. My joy. Father, right now I just thank you. Father, I thank you for the joy that you bring to us, the joy that you gave us, the peace that we have all the time. Hope that you're coming and returning anymore. In love, you stuff in front of you. Father, I ask now if we have any sin in us, that you forgive us at this moment. Father, we repent of those things that we've done and wrong. Everyone knows. You can see you coming through our mind right now. Father, we just let our sin down before you ask. Father, we ask you to wash us white. Father, that we can walk out of this place today better than when we came in, knowing that you're truly forgiving for everything we've ever done. Father, let us go forth from this place today like a mighty wave to show love to those around us, to those near us, Father, I ask this week that you bring someone into our life that we touch. Even if it's just a smile on somebody, it seems that we have a tough day. Father, remind us to pray for people. Bring people in our mind that we have prayed for in a while. Father,